Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm so happy you're here today. I have a very dear friend and a peer, Ivana Valli, as our speaker today. She hails from Toronto, Canada, and she's a wonderful person. She's a trainer, and she supports entrepreneurs in taking their business to the next level to hit their million-dollar mark. As we know, that's no small feat. So Ivana's passion is helping leaders be highly educated and impactful on how they lead, creating powerful teams to establish systems to support the success they desire. So lots of times people are successful and they don't have the system in place or the team in place to support that success. So Ivana helps coach people to get to that level, which is the million-dollar level. She's an accredited coach and a candidate to complete the facilitator accreditation process using the Daring Way. We're going to talk about that in the show, and that's based on the research of Dr. Brené Brown. And she's also the president of the Holistic Chamber chapter of Commerce here and of Toronto, and she's a member of the Evolutionary Business Institute, which is part of the Evolutionary Business Council that's based in Calgary, Canada. And she's a wonderful person. Let me get her on the line here. I think I have her right here. Hello, Ivana. Is that you?
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Conscious Connection with me. And you are the person I'm interviewing, Ivana Valli. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you doing, Gary? Thanks so much for having me.
We're sweating here in L.A. It's in the 90s, so, you know, it's a little bit different climate than Toronto area.
Absolutely. We're sitting at 10 degrees Celsius today, so definitely not as warm as you.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes, I went over your bio here for our listeners here, so they know a little bit about taking entrepreneurs to the next level, hitting the million-dollar mark. So, first, let's start with the Holistic Chamber of Commerce there in Toronto. So what led you to be president of the Holistic Chapter there?
Well, you know what? It's actually an amazing story because I've been really fortunate to have access to many different holistic products and modalities over the course of the last few years, including, you know, iridology, massage, Chiro, Reiki, holistic nutritionist, and especially you, Gary, with the phenomenal work that you've supported me through with your family constellations and my own health issues.
So
as much as I consider myself a holistic professional myself as a trainer, speaker, and coach, I felt really compelled to give back to this community because, you know, you and the community had given me so much. And so I really decided to take a leadership role, you know, and offer business support to a community of people to contribute to their own successes because they helped me with my own.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm a former president of the Holistic Chamber
That's
of Commerce
right.
here in the Santa Monica branch or West LA branch that turned into Santa Monica. And what I found is there's so many cutting-edge professionals. And one thing they all have to say, which is different this past year than before, is that people from all walks of life are seeking alternative healing. And I can't think of a better organization, which expands into Europe, Canada, all of the United States, so it's really grown like wildfires. So it's on the cutting edge, and I find it ironic with Obamacare and all this insurance and Western medical stuff, which is good. We don't practice medicine, but we can complementary support healing, and you being the president of the Toronto Chamber, just from people that I've met are just amazing people there. Brenda McIntyre, all these other people, so it's absolutely wonderful to have a communal place for these alternative healers to meet and promote themselves and expand it in the marketplace.
Well, and that's exactly it, Gary. And the wonderful thing about the Holistic Chamber of Commerce is it's all inclusive, right? So it doesn't matter how successful you are or if you're still a student, we all need different levels of support, you know, whether it be just visibility, you know, for networking or education or collaboration opportunities. This is a home for everyone, you know, and you mentioned Brenda McIntyre, but we have people that are just finishing school who really feel like they don't have a place to go for support as a newbie. And, you know, and what better place than, you know, to have a conversation that starts on the same playing field as a holistic practitioner or professional. And quite honestly, Gary, we have members who aren't even professionals, but they want access to the professionals, and this is a way for them to have access to them.
Yeah, so it can create a mentorship as well, because a lot of people have invented their own wheel with their modality, which is no small task. In L.A., 17 years ago, no one ever heard of constellations. And mind you, I mean, over the past 15 years, I've probably done over 6,000 processes in some other cities as well. But my mainstay is Los Angeles. So for people to get exposure, there's nothing better than the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. And as you know, creating your own website and logo and branding is super expensive. But with the Holistic Chamber, you have a branded website that you can participate in, which will save you thousands of dollars getting started out.
Absolutely. And one of the wonderful things with the Holistic Chamber is it actually does also feed into more global visibility. You know, and you talked about right now you being local in LA and US bound, but, you know, you and I are already talking and collaborating for the greater good, not only of the holistic community, but for the masses, of bringing you to Toronto, you know, in the near distant future. To bring,
yes,
to create that bridge and to support the modality and the bigger cause that we're creating.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and it's I know Camille, who is based in L.A., and she's just a visionary. And the amazing thing, it has caught like wildfire. It's so hard to get new businesses started. No less between me introducing her to Teresa, who's a mutual friend of ours, du Guabois.
Right.
Calgary, we've gone international in England and not to mention all of Canada, United States. I think Ireland is one of the new countries. So there's a hunger for alternative healing, and it's not this woo-woo thing anymore. It really is becoming mainstream, which is very exciting because, as I want our listeners to know, we're not disrespecting Western medicine. This is complementary to Western medicine, and many people who use Western medicine will have acupuncture, massage, or some sound therapy, which has been medically proven by an oncologist to heal tumors. So there is a lot of scientific validity in alternative medicine.
Well, and you know what? It's funny that you say that, Gary. And just to add to that is, you know, within the holistic field or the Western field, you know, there is a blend. Like, we have a lot of members who are not necessarily quote-unquote holistic woo-woo practitioners. They're actually considered Western practitioners, but their mindset, their philosophies are one of holistic in nature. And so it's a beautiful blend and a beautiful bridge of bringing both of them together and marrying them.
Yeah, yes, yeah, it's incredible. Now, on top of everything you're doing, I don't know where you find the time, you're also an accredited coach, trainer, and speaker. So what kind of topics do you speak on, and who do you support with your coaching practice?
So my actual coaching practice is focusing with solopreneurs who really want to grow their business through creating team and establishing systems or structures to facilitate this growth. You know, I have to say, Gary, in order to be successful in doing business growth, it really is a lot more than writing a to-do list. You know, it really requires a lot of looking in the mirror and assessing who you are in order to create this business growth, right? And as you said, you know, I am an accredited coach. I'm in the process of completing my facilitator accreditation with the work of Dr. Brené Brown, and who is a huge, huge, you know, mentor of mine. And, you know, it really does create the space of this conversation of who are you being to, you know, as a solopreneur or as a leader in your home, wherever you are, to be able to really create that. It really starts within, you know, and we really do need to reevaluate and assess who were being in the conversation. And just to give you a couple examples, you know, the work of Dr. Brené Brown has 10 guideposts for wholehearted living. And some of that is, you know, having to let go of exhaustion. You know, like how many of us or how many of you, you know, really worked yourself to the point of exhaustion as a symbol that you've had a productive day, and that dictates your self-worth. I find myself still having to really reevaluate that, you know. So that's part of the conversation as well. You know, it's really around, you know, how many of us are, you know, really holding on to things having to be perfect in order to launch or to really, you know, expand our business, right? And and we really need to just have some self-compassion and kindness and, you know, have that gesture of not having it be perfect, right? So that's some of the work that I do as a coach or as a coach, speaker, and trainer is really, you know, looking at the leader and who they're being in the conversation so they can create team and establish structures to facilitate that.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And is there a cause that you believe in that you're passionate about?
Yeah, so, I am full of passion.
Good. Let's hear something.
Yeah, I am full of passion. And so both my passion and history, you know, I have with, you know, sexual abuse and obesity, you know, and I'm actually currently evaluating how I can best help myself and others through these challenges and absolve these issues. Because, you know, it goes back to the conversation of leader, right? We are a leader in our home space, you know, whether it's as mothers, fathers, you know, partners, you know, we're a leader at work. But we also need to have, you know, a view or a visibility of, you know, a leader for our community, for our, you know, for our globe, for, you know, for our city. And these are things that I'm really quite passionate about, Gary, because there's a lot of need for, you know, for the community with that.
Yes, and there's so much of it out there. I mean, I see it in my workshops, and I happen to be working on somebody this weekend doing distance work, and, you know, what they were working on had nothing to do with sexual abuse. That's what showed up in the family system. And this could be generations ago. So I find that today, it's almost like the human species, our consciousness is going through a cleansing and healing. So all these unusual things are coming forward in people's healings to get to the deepest root of some of the symptoms that derive from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable how you know, traumatic experiences really do have and can potentially have a snowball effect, whether it be in our relationships, Gary, right? Mm-hmm. Like I've seen this in your constellation work, how this has come up, whether it be in our relationships, whether it be in your work and how you want to, you know, have your business go. You know, it's on so many different contexts, the how these experiences really contribute, both in our successes, and define really, you know, who we are as a result of these experiences, as horrific as they are, but also, you know, as a blockage, you know, and that's what I love about the family constellation work, you know, the work that we did together, but also what I've been witness to in your work is it really does release the blockages that are really getting in the way of what we want in our for ourselves and in our lives.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what's true for all alternative healers is what I find is we're trying to let the past be the past so it's not ruling our present or future. And that's what I think alternative modalities tap into our conscious states of why we're recreating. I mean, I'm a victim of many kinds of traumas too, and I've often found that the more we view ourselves as that traumatized being, we're not really fully present. And I think part of one of the hardest challenges once you've been victimized in life is to let it go and let it be in the past. And so that's a challenge too, because people start to define themselves as victims, and then they don't let that go because they're identified, which means you're identified more with the problem than the solution, which really isn't going to serve anyone in their life. So there's a challenge even healing that kind of aspect of ourselves.
Well, and I can speak of my own experience. Like, we can, even very recently, I'm realizing that to some extent, you know, I've been using it as a crutch. It's a way to keep me back from really, you know, coming to my full self, you know. And it's really requiring me to really reevaluate the sexual abuse and how I can forgive myself, right? In order to really move forward. It's still part of my journey, and in the same token, it's something that we do have to do, whether it be sexual abuse, whether it be sexual
alcoholism,
assault.
Age, narcissism. Yeah, the list is on and on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you've spoken about your personal, and I want to congratulate you for speaking so openly about your healing process, because I really feel that us in the healing field have to be examples not to hide our pain. Like, we have it all together. There's nothing for us to learn, because it's a continual learning process.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I think, quite honestly, Gary, I think it also, Brené Brown speaks of this, is really it's that trust jar, right? Mm-hmm. Is, you know, creating, having, honoring yourself in this places where you have trust in order to share this. And I acknowledge, as much as I say that, this really is, you know, a global reach, but that's where I am in my journey, that I feel that I can share this, because I've done my work, and in the same breath, there's trust here and safety in order for me to talk about it. So thank you for acknowledging me with that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's no better healer than someone who's been through their own healing process, because they know the intimate details. And the longer I do my work and facilitate for others, I find there's just, it leads me to the deeper dynamics of, which I'm writing in my next book, of self-betrayal, how we learn how to betray ourselves to be part of a family system, not to mention the abuse and negative things like that, but there's a way we almost sell out to belong, to have safety and our survival needs met. And as children, we pay a great price for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and some of it is actually, you know, some of that is very conscious, and some of it can be very subconscious, that you're not even realize that you're sabotaging yourself.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And it's especially tricky in the business world, because, you know, one bad decision for an entrepreneur, that can cost thousands of dollars. I've heard horror stories of people hiring web designers. They've given them $6,000. They happen to emanate from the Philippines. They won't give them their password. And here they're just have spent all this money, which is hard to come by for a lump sum, and they still don't have access to their own website or whatever, because they trusted someone overseas rather than a one-on-one personal experience. So there's so many pitfalls to becoming successful, to hit that $1 million mark, and it's real important to have your system in place of trustworthy people to guide you every step of the way.
Well, yeah, just like you wouldn't go to, I don't know why this is coming to mind, like the banking systems, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of our opinions of them, you know, there is an innate trust that we have in our banking system. You just would not walk in with $1 million and just give it to anyone without them being identified as a structure for the bank, representing the bank as trust, right? The trust really has to start from within.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And people can blindly trust. There was a funny story in the Los Angeles Times where in front of an ATM, someone put a cardboard box in for nighttime deposit, it said ATM broken, make deposits here. And they trusted the bank so much they put their deposit in cardboard box in front of the ATM. So it shows you how even the most intelligent people can be naive on some level. And I think having a coach or somebody to observe the different choices that can be made will save time and money and guide you in a real productive way rather than a unconsciously destructive way out of, you know, being naive.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things with my own clients, Gary, that I really speak about is, you know, we in the co-active, which is really, you know, in the coaching relationship that I facilitate, it really is an equal partnership. And so both parties, you know, me as the coach and the other person, the other entrepreneur as the coachee, we both have the ability to say and share what we need in this relationship, right? And one of the things that I advocate is I need to be able to, you know, come with love and support and respect, but be able to call you out on your bluff, be able to share with you when I think you are sabotaging a situation which is not going to support your business from going where you want it to go because you're not allowing it to go.
Mm-hmm. Very important, very important. Yeah, and I think a lot of us have that. I know I always rack myself over decisions and try to air it out, even do organizational constellations on it because it's so costly to make a mistake. And in this world, where I'm a very social profession, people coming to me, groups and everything, if you make people feel uncomfortable or disrespect them in any way, they're not going to participate in your workshops or be clients because they have a funny feeling or whatever. So it's very important just to second guess things with a fresh set of eyes. So I love your coaching gives a fresh set of eyes to a situation because very often even a successful entrepreneur can't see all the pitfalls or even mistakes. We call that in my work blind spots. We all have blind spots where we don't recognize what we don't see because we can't see it. And that can be the biggest mistake of all.
Yeah, and I think even even me, right? I'm a coach, but I'm also a human. I'm a woman. And we often can't see our own blind spots because we're in it. And oftentimes they're fear-based. And that's where, you know, there's a balance of trust, but there's also a need, Gary, to, you know, have the answers or have the questions, you know. Let me start that again. It's important to not go into something blindly, but at the same time, it's important that you don't wait for all the answers because, you know, you need to have your homework. So, you know, a lot of businesses, a lot of family, whether it be a personal budget or, you know, a business budget, if you don't look at your bank account and your spending habits, if you don't look at, you know, where your costs are versus how much time you're spending to do these tasks yourself, you know, it will keep you in a place where you don't take action and yet the information is there. So there really is a balance of, you know, not having to know every answer, but also having the access and using the tools available to you so you can make the best choice that supports your goals, your vision, you know, where you want to be in life.
Yes, yes, and that's so important. It really is. So is there anything else we should know about you? We have a few minutes before we give you contact information. And just do you hold monthly meetings for the Holistic Chamber of Commerce there in Toronto?
Yeah, we do, actually. We have a monthly meeting. It's the second Tuesday of every month. Sometimes, you know, when we do have the opportunity to have international speakers, I know you introduced it at the start about the Evolutionary Business Council with Teresa de Grosbois. You know, we have access. You and I are both members of that community, and it gives us the honor and the privilege to be able to you know, give our stage to some amazing speakers who, again, can support our own community. And so sometimes we do special events, which are off the regular schedule. But yeah, there's a lot of events going on. I'm actually going down and speaking at the Lakeland chapter in a week or so. It's actually on the 24th, so there's a lot of visibility and support, you know, going there. You know, I've got a workshop coming up in late May. It's the 28th of May. So there's a lot going on, like you said earlier. It's Ivana is a mover and a shaker. And really what I'm really realizing, Gary, in my own journey is that, you know, I've done a lot in my life. You know, I've got a really vast educational background, you know, with a master's in project management, an undergrad, you know, from university, a whole slew of educational experience and a very diverse work experience with over 10 years in corporate as well. But, you know, my focus is the solopreneurs because what I really realize is that, you know, there's a lot that I need to learn and there's a lot that I need to lean in to learn, you know. And so I've really been able to understand that, you know, I've learned a lot of things, but they don't necessarily fulfill me. And it's a journey, and it's an ongoing journey of discovery and really leaning in and allowing myself to discover and create from that. And it's a real receiving of just allowing yourself to really be guided to, you know, what feels good, trust yourself, you know, as a, you know, whether it be me or, you know, the people I work with in my coaching and in my workshops, you know, is really leaning into what feels good and really having, you know, the team and the structure set up that really resonate with what your vision is. And that's why, you know, I talk about the $1 million leader, Gary. And a lot of people confuse that to be about the bottom line. And that is the outcome, but it's the journey to get there and who you get to be and getting there and what you can give back to your community as a result and your family and that sort of thing.
Absolutely wonderful. So how can people get in touch with you if they want your services or the Holistic Chamber as well, if our listeners are interested in that?
Sure. So first with my business, you can reach me on my website. So it's www.evanavalle.com. You can also email me. It's my first name, Ivana, @ivanavalle.com. And you know, if you're the type of person who really wants to connect on the phone, give me a shout. My phone number is 647-376-3828. With respect to the Holistic Chamber, Gary, we actually have a Facebook page, but the easiest way to really get in touch with me and know what the Toronto North community is doing is really going on the Holistic Chamber of Commerce website and just search local chapters for Toronto York. And that's the best way to find out what's going on there.
Great, great. And can people get on your mailing list, those of our listeners, because I'm going to put this on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything. Can they get on a mailing list for events, your events separately, but also the Holistic Chamber events that are happening in Toronto?
Absolutely, yeah, they can. The best way for them to do that is to go on my website, and there's a big red radio button that says yes, which means, yes, I want to be on in your community, and I want to stay in touch with you. So there absolutely is a way to do that, and that's the easiest way for them.
Great. Excellent. Well, we have a little over a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
I just want to add the fact that, you know, our successes are really, you know, they're really a contribution of the people that we associate with, our own communities, you know, whether it be our clients, our collaborators, you know, our peers. And I really want to just say thank you, Gary, so much for this amazing opportunity to spend some time with you and share what I'm both up to professionally and with the Chamber. And it's really a great pleasure and honor and to you. So I'm really grateful and I love you.
Oh, absolutely. The same here. And wait till 2016, and hopefully we will have a nice workshop with your expanded chapter up there. And I look very much forward to seeing you in person over the summer at the EBC-EBI events. And
that's right.
It happened next year in Toronto as well.
Really excited to have you, Gary. Really excited, and we're going to rock the house.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this has been Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. My guest today is Ivana Valley, and I'm going to put all your contact information on my social network so they'll be able to email you directly or go to your website. So it's been wonderful to speak to you, and continued success helping other solopreneur entrepreneurs succeed. And just to all my listeners, Conscious Connection, namaste, and until we meet again, thank you. Thank you,
Ivana. Thanks, Gary. Take care.
Okay.